Good morning. This is freeze notice meteorologist Josh Rusena Shaw with the weather.net forecast for KJN radio. And generally heading through the morning into the afternoon hours, we'll have a few clouds around. However, sunshine will develop by noon. High temperatures will be warmer than what we saw yesterday, getting to around 18 degrees with the south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then overnight tonight, we'll see an increase in clouds, even a few isolated snow showers developing by dawn tomorrow. Lows will be around 7 with a northeast wind at 5 to 8 miles per hour. And then tomorrow, other than a few morning snow showers, we should see drier weather for the afternoon. High temperatures only be around 12 degrees, then east-northeast wind at 5 to 8 miles per hour. And then overnight tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will be around 6 with an east wind at 5 to 8 miles per hour. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries in the afternoon. Highs will be in the lower to middle 20s. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy with light rain development. During the morning, high temperatures will be in the middle 30s. This is freeze notice meteorologist Joshua Senechal with the weather.net forecast for KJN Radio.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. today for a portion of the listening area, including Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Ottoman, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Our high for nearly the past 24 hours, 0 degrees, and that has occurred at 6:15 a.m. today. The 24-hour low ending at 7 a.m. will go down as 15 degrees below zero, and that was yesterday after 7 a.m. Last year on this date, we topped at 42 for a high. 15 was our low. The all-time record high in Atlantic on January 7th was 63 degrees in 2003. The record low was 27 degrees below zero in 1912. Sunrise is at 7:46 and sunset is at 5:06. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.